Blog Talk Radio.
It's rest. You locked in the casino, don't stop. I'm my boy, Joe Tedder.
Turn that gear up.
Bumping the hottest scriptures, inspirational words to feed your soul. You can't be God-given. Shout out to my boy Jay Kettle, keep them records spinning. Continue and don't stop. Exclusive music, have your worship proven. When your body gets to moving, let the Holy Spirit use you. Turn up on me one time, if you know God is always on time. Christ has got me so lit, like it's boogie night on Friday night. I'ma praise Him in my dance. Hallelujah, be my chant. You know I'm rocking with the champ.
God bless, Hazelman. God bless you, brother J. Jeff. J. Jeff coming at you live from North Carolina, USA. Yonder it is. This is your show. Continuing. Don't stop. Home of the most interesting topics, words of inspiration and music. The hottest artists around, as you can see or hear. We are trying something different today. We got a very special guest with us today. My guest today is Miss Angela Lalo, or Miss Angela Ortiz, however, I don't know which one she prefers, but we'll find out soon. But we have her on the line, but before we get to her, ladies and gentlemen, we are waiting to see if she is able to do a simulcast today. We are simulcasting to Facebook Live. And, of course, here on Blog Talk Radio. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are being patient while we wait for her to be, to see if she is able to go on Facebook Live. While we wait, ladies and gentlemen, we must do our commencing prayer. So, bow your heads with me, wherever you be. And let us start recommending prayer. Dear Jesus, we give you thanks for another beautiful, wonderful day that you allowed us to have. We give you thanks, God, because we know it is done. Because we know it is another day that you have made. And as your word says, we will rejoice and be glad in it. We ask, God, that everyone who listens, may they be blessed by the word, by the encouraging word, and be blessed by Miss Angela's testimony. May they be blessed by everything that they hear today. God, we ask that everyone who listens, God, that they may not be able to leave the same way that they came or the same way that they started listening. May they be transformed by you, by your grace, by your mercy, by your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right. We have Mitch Angela Ortiz on the line with us. God bless her. How are you today, ma'am?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing wonderful. I just got out of work. I was so tired. But, of course.
Amen.
And I want to thank you for saying yes to this broadcast or to this interview. And yeah, I can't wait. It's gonna be a blessing. So. All right. Well, let us continue on, gentlemen. We're going to start with, if you don't mind, Miss Angela, we'll start with your song, I'm Free. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Free, Angela Ortiz, right here on Continue and Don't Stop. Keep it locked, y'all. Wow, what a song that was. My guest, Miss Angela Ortiz, or Miss Angela Lalo. You tell me, which one do you prefer, Angela Lalo or Angela Ortiz?
It really doesn't matter. My real name is Angela Ortiz, but I use Lalo in Facebook or social media because I feel like it's easier to find. There's no duplicate, so I tend to just use the Angela Lalo just for social media.
Oh, okay. I got you. Well, what a song. Such a blessing to hear. I told you the first time I heard that song, I told you that I loved it. It was such a beautiful song. That's going to be my first question. What was the inspiration behind that song, I Am Free? And just as well, I sort of did it in Spanish as well, which is awesome. So what was the inspiration behind that song in English and in Spanish?
Okay, first I want to thank you for this humble experience that you have allowed me to come and speak about the music that God has inspired me to write and sing. And second, well, I started singing back in 2013, and I would do like a lot of cover songs. And I had gone through a separation with my husband, and it's been about 4 years. And when I, 2 years later after writing cover songs, the Lord came and he spoke to me because he saw that I was really in my feelings, that I was very broken, I was saddened, I was confused. Although the Lord spoke to me before everything had happened to me in my life, he told me that I wasn't ready for what was coming, but it was necessary to happen sooner than later. Before that experience, me writing my own music, Satan had also appeared to me, and he told me to make a decision whether I was going to continue to follow Christ or if I was going to follow him. And he offered me almost like what he did to Jesus. When he tempted Jesus, he said, I will give you all this. And he painted a false portrait of what he wanted to give me. And he said, but if you follow Christ and you continue to follow him, I'm going to take everything away from you. And little do you know, that's exactly what he did. But God told me before him that it was necessary for all those things to be taken away from me. So one of the things that happened was me and my husband separated. I lost my job of 11 years. My son had moved away. I got sick. And it all happened all at once. And so when all that happened, God said, I want you to write and sing to me, which I was a little bit confused because I would do cover songs. I never wrote my own song. So I was like, how am I going to do this if I don't even know how to write? I didn't have all the resources. So I was a little bit confused, but in little time, within less than a year, I ended up finding a friend. She was a sister in Christ, but I didn't have any idea that she wrote. So we went for a ride, and I was telling her, you know, what God had spoke to me about. And she's like, I know how to write. And I'm like, serious, you know how to write? She's like, yes, I do. I'll help you. So we started to hang out a lot, and she started to help me. She started to help me sing and write my own music, which we came up with the song Libre Soy first, and then we translated it into English, I Am Free. And when I wrote that song, I was broken, I was sad, I was confused, I was feeling hopeless. I lost my faith because imagine you're serving God for so many years, and all of a sudden all these trials and tribulations come all at once. It makes you wonder, like, what happened? What did I do wrong, God? But it all was necessary, and through music is where freedom started to happen in my life. So instead of me focusing on, you know, my pain, I turned that pain into something positive and wrote a song that actually helped me see and feel self-worth and just value who Christ made me to be. So that was the inspiration behind the song.
Amen. Wow. Such a powerful story there. kind of jumped ahead.
I know. I never shared this. I have been very, very, very quiet about my personal matters only because I don't really like to speak about it. But God did tell me that it was time to speak. And
right.
even if one person hears this on your radio station, I know I did my job because I went through a battle just to get on this station today. I went through a very spiritual warfare. And in that, in the midst of that spiritual warfare, God told me that he's like, what are you going to do today? And I'm like, in the dream, I'm like, oh, that's right. So he's letting me know that what I'm doing is for his kingdom, but there's always going to be a battle, but he's going to be with me.
Amen. I believe that wholeheartedly. I believe that 100%. Amen. Praise God for that. Now, that was the inspiration you said, and is that your whole testimony, or do you have more? all you need to say today, man. I just want you to spill it out and tell us where you came from, where this all started. I know you told us a little bit right now why you started singing and stuff, but tell us, like, give us more detail, if you will, if you want to, I mean, if you please, about your testimony and all that, where you came from and all that.
Well, originally I'm born in Bronx, New York, raised here in Worcester, Massachusetts. And I never really knew that I could sing. My pastor would just, you know, ask if I could sing during a service. And I would willingly sing a song. And back 2013, I sang, and a brother named Julio Pagan, he's like, you know, how would you like to start singing on, you know, services, like on a Sunday? I used to sing always a cappella, never with a beat. And I'm like, oh, wow. I'm not sure I'm ready for all this, but, you know, I never said no to anything that God put in my hands. So I started to sing, but I really didn't know what I was doing. I sounded horrible. I definitely needed a lot of practice. I definitely was criticized a lot. It was very draining to get negative feedback, but I also got positive feedback where people were like, wow, you sing with your heart. You know, I love hearing you sing. When I started to realize that music was my passion, music was definitely something that God put inside of me. I definitely felt free. I felt something different when I would sing. So I started to pursue singing. I started to take vocal lessons because in it all, when a person attacks you negatively, you feel like you've got to grow from that. You can't take it as, wow, you know, they're attacking me. You take it and you grow. Okay, I don't know how to sing. All right, let me perfect that area, you know? Because anything that God gives you, I believe if he gives you a talent, you should definitely perfect it, not for the people, but for God's kingdom and his glory, right? Because you're not just singing for anybody. You're singing for him and his throne. So I perfected my vocals and stuff. And then after I started to take lessons of singing lessons, I started to feel like, oh, my gosh, I got to stop doing this because I'm trying to do it for your glory, but I don't want to take your glory. You know what I'm saying? So I learned the basics. And then from there, I just kept writing songs and doing what I do now, which is writing music. And I came up with my first album, Libre Soy, which was very challenging because I went to many, 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 many studios, and I really didn't have much success in every studio. It was very hard to, you know, have that person see my goal, have them see what I was trying to get from it. So I spent a lot of money here and there and recorded in so many places, met many beautiful people along the road. And I started to see that, wow, this recording stuff is getting really expensive. So I ended up coming up with my own logo and brought forth my own gear. And then I started to see that I had a lot of supporters that were helping me, that would buy the T-shirts and help me to record. So now I actually have plans in October to record two more songs. So
that's awesome.
There's not much to my testimony in the sense that I could probably talk for ages, you know, about experiences that I had, but I'd like to base it off music and what brought me to what I'm doing right now, because I'm still under construction and God is still working with me. There's a lot of things that I don't understand, and he's just letting me understand right now that I'm in the season of waiting on him, trusting him to come through. He wants me to submit myself to his will, understanding that the joy comes from him. The joy of the Lord is my strength. So right now I'm just learning to prepare myself for the bigger calling that he has for me, which it's not just singing. There's definitely a bigger calling that he's trying to prepare for me, and he's trying to take out the best version of me. Which through that pain and everything, when he's trying to mold us, you know, sometimes it hurts so much and we don't allow him to do what he wants to do. It takes can take longer. But I definitely have submitted to his will and acknowledge that I can't do nothing without him. That without him, I'm going to feel sad, depressed, lonely, all the feelings that he freed me from. So I've decided that I need to stay in his will, and I need to let him do what he's going to do. In the process of me, when I lost my job, I didn't even know what I was going to do. I was making a lot of money because I'm a nurse. So I don't only sing, but outside of singing, I am a nurse. So I did visiting nurse for 11 years, and I was making a lot of money. And I said, God, what am I going to do? I lost my job. My husband and me separated. You know, that's another income lost. What do I do from here? But through it all, God humbled me. And I honestly, when I lost my job, I wasn't making as much money off of unemployment. But God still provided. It was as if I was actually making the income that I was making before, because he made sure that I didn't lack anything, which was an amazing experience, because I always depended on myself, never really depended on God when it came to finances. But through me losing my job, right away I decided I wanted to go to school, because, you know, to pursue nursing. So I signed up right away. It literally happened so fast. Lost my job, and within a couple of weeks I was going to college pursuing my nursing, and I ended up meeting a teacher there that was an atheist. And he didn't believe in God, but he ended up talking about, I guess he was sick, had stage 4 cancer. And he started talking about it, and he was always sad. He would, you know, he was incontinent, so he would urinate on himself. And he was going through a lot, but he was a very, very, very strict and mean teacher. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm back in school. That was just stressing me out. So one day he's like talking about, you know, his status, about his cancer. And after class, I just felt so moved by, you know, what he was going through, that I stayed after class and I said, hey, I want to talk to you. He's like, yeah, sure. And I'm like, do you believe in God? He's like, no. I was like, although you don't believe in God, I am moved by your story. And if God wants to heal you right now, what would you do? And he's like, I don't know. I was like, would you allow me to pray for you? He's like, hey, sure. I have nothing else to lose. I'm like, okay, so if God heals you and he does something with you today, would you go to church to thank him? Because that's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do. And he said, sure. Again, I have nothing to lose. So I did a humble prayer, prayed for him, and to all God's glory, right? Because nothing is our glory. It's just God places you at the right place and at the right time. Two weeks later, he comes back to the class. Mind you, we have 25 college students in the class, and he comes back and he's crying. I'm like, uh-oh. He starts testifying to the class. He embarrassed me, but God did the miracle. And he said, I don't know what happened. I don't know what kind of prayer that Angela did, but amazingly, the doctors don't even understand how my lab work just changed automatically, instantly. He's like, now I don't have to have surgery. Yeah, yeah. Now I can bring my grandchild to Disney World. He was like, and I promised Angela one thing, that I would go to church. And he's like, praise now God. I have to find an outfit to make, an outfit to go to church with. And I was like embarrassed, because I'm like, he just put me out there. But after that class, I left and I started crying to God. And I said, God, I went through all these things and I'm back in school, and you moved mountains for one soul. I said, you know what, God? Amen. amen.
Amen.
That in my brokenness, in my sadness, in my weakness, you're still able to use me for your purpose. Who am
amen.
I to argue with you? So these
That's
are
right.
certain things that I went through during my brokenness, and that I could see God working in me, even though humanistically speaking, we don't want to go through these types of trials, right? We don't want a broken home. We don't want to lose our job. We don't want our children to move away. We don't want our finances to go away. We want everything to be comfortable, right? And
right.
if anything shifts, we're uncomfortable. And we don't live well, we don't feel comfortable. But God shifted my life. And he forced me to adapt to these changes and to accept them, because his will is better than mine, is what he tells
right.
me. So that healing process in this man that now believes in Christ was something big in my life, made me cry, because I said, okay, God, I'm submitting to your will. Wherever
right.
you send me, I will go. So that
Amen.
Was one of the things that I went through during that process and time of brokenness. And that helped lift up my faith and taught me that, you know, God knows what he's doing, and that I need to submit and wait in his perfect timing. And
Amen.
Right now I'm in the season of just waiting, preparing, and just accepting his will for my life right now. And
Praise
waiting to
God.
See, because he keeps talking to me. He keeps telling me that he has big things. So I'm waiting. He's very specific. I will not share everything that he's told me. But he did tell me that I'm going to be singing in front of a multitude of people. So I'm going to continue to do what I'm doing. And just I'm accepting everything. He has provided peace in my life, a peace that I never thought I would ever have. He has
right.
healed me from all the pain that was going on in my life. Because, you know, when you go through so much heartache, you know, I'm not, just because I'm a Christian doesn't mean that it doesn't happen, but I got very depressed. I was anxious.
Mm-hmm.
I had so much anxiety because I didn't know, as a homeowner as well, I said, how am I going to be able to do everything that I need to do? You know, there was so much pressure riding on me. But when God started
right.
providing and putting the right people in my path, I even had, you know, people that would come and mow my lawn for free, wouldn't expect a penny. I had, you know, my pastor intervened a couple of times and would bring us food shopping and stuff like that. And obviously it was hard to accept all these things, especially when you're so independent and you're able to do all this on your own. But the loss of your job made things shift. And you're like, oh, my gosh. But I understood that God is a way maker, that he provides. He healed me in the process, and now I feel better. So I went through a lot, but in the midst of it all, God is the king.
Amen. That is so true. Amen. You are right. Oh, what a powerful story. What a powerful testimony. My goodness. That God used you in your class, in your college class, to speak to that teacher of yours and to pray for him and turn him from atheist to believer. That is amazing.
Yeah.
God is still good, man. Amen. Who said God can't do something? My goodness gracious. Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
God is good.
Amen.
And one of the songs that I wrote was It Was You. That was a song that I wrote. And, you know, after I had wrote I Am Free, Libre Estoy, This CD was another song. I ended up writing a song, It Was You, with my son. And the inspiration behind that song was Life Before Christ.
Right.
You know, life before Christ, I was in the clubs at a very young age. I started, so a little background of me, of who I am, where I came from, was that my mom and my dad, I grew up in a home. They were drug dealers. They had people coming in and out of the house. So they went from, you know, smoking weed to sniffing cocaine, crack, a lot of different things.
Yeah.
So I would see this happening in my home. We had pit bulls. We had a bunch of different dogs. We would travel back and forth to New York to pick up drugs. I was a little girl. I didn't know what was going on. I knew what was going on, but, you know, obviously this is the life that I lived, so to me it was almost normal. So I started smoking weed at 10 years old, ended up getting, you know, kicked out of school several times, going to alternative schools, growing up as a bad girl, looking for attention in all the wrong ways, but just be hanging out, being in the clubs, just be out there, you know, things that a 10-year-old or 11-year-old shouldn't really be doing, right? So that was the life that I lived. I was out there smoking, drinking, hanging out. So when God saved me, he took me from that lifestyle where I was dealing drugs and where I had, like, cars that I used to hook up and put rims on them. And he took me from being super outgoing and out there to very humble and accepting who I was now as a new creature in Christ. So, you know, he saved me from all of that. And now I feel free. I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't hang out. And I find peace in just being home with my family and watching a movie or doing the very most humblest, simplest things that you could do as a woman. So he, like, literally turned my life upside down, turned it around. And now I just feel at peace. I feel better because, obviously, I could, you know, all those things just ruin your health. So, I don't know. That's just a little bit of my background as well and who I am now, and that's why I wrote It Was You.
Amen.
And that's why I sing it with my son.
Awesome. Awesome. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. It Was You by my special guest, Angela Ortiz. Check it out, y'all. Y'all gonna love this.
Even around people, you are power, good to evil. Yo, 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 it's your boy Brody Da Vinci, and you are currently tuned in to Continue and Don't Stop. Not only are we the home of the most interesting topics, words of inspiration, and great music from the hottest artists around, but it's also home to exclusive interviews from dope artists and all around amazing people. You want to submit to Continue and Don't Stop? Send your song to my boy Jay Jareb at jeasproductions@outlook.com. Keep listening to Continue and Don't Stop live every Saturday at 12 p.m. and CDS Express every Monday at 5 p.m. Need more info? Go to www.facebook.com/continue-don't-stop for more details.
That is correct. You are listening to Continue and Don't Stop right here. Right here, right now. We live, ladies and gentlemen. And we are live with Miss Angela Ortiz. And y'all just heard It Was You by herself, Miss Angela Ortiz, and featuring her son, which was an awesome feature, I would say.
Amen.
But an awesome song, such an awesome song, and awesome. I love the mother son kind of featuring the same song thing. I love that. That's awesome.
It was so fun.
I can imagine. Now let's continue, ladies and gentlemen. Describe for us, Miss Angela, your writing process. What makes you want to write an upcoming song, and when do you know that the song is perfect? When do you know the song that you can't write anymore?
It's funny, but usually when I write, I love going for a walk, and that's usually when my brain starts going, and that's when I can start to write. So I'll just feel, depending how I'm feeling, I'll look for a beat that I really like. I'll have in my mind exactly what I want to write about. Like, for instance, I just wrote a new song. It's talking about burning for God, because in the midst of it all, in the waiting season, sometimes we doubt God. Sometimes we go through many things. We sin against God in the process. And I think in this song, I really express my feelings. I really talk about, you know, how I failed God. And I'm asking him to forgive me and to burn inside of me once again. And so I just, whatever I'm feeling, I start writing, and God will show me and guide me. Sometimes it could be a dream that he'll give me and say, I want you to write about this. And he'll give me like a motive, something to write about. And this one, I just felt like I needed more of him. So just every time I sing it, when I sing this song, like I was going to work the other day and I started singing it. When I start singing, I start feeling free and he makes me cry. So then I know when I start crying as I'm singing, then that purpose and that song is from him. He's the one that gave me the lyrics. So he makes me feel it. He makes me understand that this is what I want you writing about. If I try to write just because I want to write, it won't happen. The song won't come out. It just won't flow. And he'll let me know, it's not time for you to write that yet. So he lets me know by feeling that it's time to write whatever it is that I need to write. But I also have to feel it. I can't just write just to write, because when I go to sing the song, I want you to feel the emotion behind the song. So I can't start writing about just anything that, you know, I'm not really going through or feeling. I really have to feel every single piece of it. So that, I'm working on that song, which is called Burn Inside of Me. I know that whoever has experienced God's love and may have turned away from his love, may have sinned or have fallen from his grace, is definitely going to feel this song, because it came from my heart and I can understand what they're feeling. And I just tell people, don't give up. No matter what, if you failed, you sinned, or you've walked away from God, never give up. Just understand that God is a loving God and that he forgives you as long as you ask him to forgive you. God is a gentleman, and he is a loving God. And so this song I know is going to touch a lot of people because it touches me every time I sing it, so I can only imagine. It's not going to touch everybody. The song is not going to be for everybody if they're not in the same spirit or in the same mindset as me when I wrote the song. I'm also wrote a remix to Libre Soy that I get a little bit more deeper into the song, and I actually speak in such a way that is very different from the original because I really want to unleash little bits and pieces of who I am and what I went through without really releasing the whole part of me. I don't know if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I got you.
It's just a little puzzle.
Yeah, I definitely get that. It goes back to what you said about not only being music, not being just music, that you make music for not only for God's glory, but to bring people towards God. You know what I'm saying? Like, to make people know where you came from, first of all, and then where you are right now. Like, for people to see the transformation, for people to see that, hey, I know what you're going through because I've been through the same situation. And so this is what I went through. This is how I'm dealing with it. And this is how God has transformed me. This is how God has freed me. This is how God has changed me. And I want you to know that you're not alone in this situation. So
yeah.
I dig that. That's awesome. I like that. I like that a lot. And
definitely.
And
I love the way you just broke it up.
Yeah. And you said that the people or for somebody who has come to God and then maybe turned away from God and have that kind of feeling, you preaching to the choir, man. 'Cause
yeah,
I've been there where I've turned away, and it's like you kind of want to get that feeling of him inside of you again, but you know, something stops you, but you know, you keep on seeking, you keep on trying to seek God, and you keep on trying to, you go back to where you left God. I always like to say, people say that God doesn't leave you, and that's absolutely true. We leave God.
Yes.
We leave God, and he stays. Ay, santo, let me, voy a empezar a predicar ahora.
Praise the Lord!
I'm going to start preaching again. Okay.
Amen.
But I'm saying,
it's a touchy topic right there.
Yes, and it's true though, because I understand that completely. People say God doesn't leave you, and it's true. We leave God. We leave God. Él se queda donde nosotros lo dejamos. He stays exactly where we left him, waiting. Waiting for him, for us to come back, waiting with his arms wide open. Santísimo eres Cristo. Santo eres Dios.
Yes.
Waiting with his arms wide open. And when we come back to him, like your song says, we want that burning, that fire of God back in us, back in our souls. And that's our, ¿cómo se dice? Nuestro anhelo, you know, our biggest desire right then and there is to feel that fire again. So I'll probably be one of the ones that definitely feels that song, I promise you right now.
It's true. I mean, when... You know, what inspired me to write that song was because, like, sometimes I just, like, when I started to forget about God's purpose for me, when I started to forget about, you know, his promise for me,
right.
I started to feel alone. I started that's when the depression started to come back. The anxiety started to come back. I would go outside and feel like somebody's watching me. I don't know how people live without God. I really don't, because that was the most scariest. It's the most scariest feeling in the world. Not only that, you know, I'm a big dreamer, so I'll be sleeping and Satan will come and attack me in my dreams, and he'll bring me in like a dark space. And then he shows me, this is where I want to bring you. Where he wants to bring me, he wants to bring me into this dark space. He wants me to wait at the door of hell, because that's where he wants to see me. He doesn't want nobody to be saved. He doesn't want no one to seek salvation. He surely does not want anybody to do the will of God, because music is something amazing. Why do you think why do you think Saul used to ask David to sing to him? Because when David used to sing with the harp, they used the instrument, that all the demons would go away. So Satan despises what we do. He hates us for it, because he knows that he lost that opportunity that we have, which is to make it to heaven, which is to make amazing music, which is to make somebody to feel peaceful, because he has his destination already. We don't. While you still have life, there is hope for you to be able to make it to the heaven doors, to be able to seek and obtain salvation that he no longer has the opportunity for. So being without God inspired me to write the song. Not that I left him and went into the world, but in that moment, I just kind of looked away, didn't want to hear what he was doing with me, didn't want to know his purpose at that moment, and started to do what I felt like I wanted to do, which was to gain access to my own rights, my own decisions, my own whatever, which wasn't not where God wanted to bring me. And then he started to show me, I want to put all this in your hands, which he showed me. Materialistically, it might seem because it was a lot of money, but spiritually I thought of it in a way that he wants me to be rich in abundance of his glory. Not really rich in the sense of I'm gonna have it all, like I'm gonna have so much money, so much power, so much this and that. No, because when he showed me all this money, he showed me that he wanted me to be humble. So yes, I'm gonna have all this money, but I also need to give to those that have a need, give back to the community, give back to those that hunger or thirst. You see what I'm saying? So God puts so much in your hands, but it's up to you to choose wisely how you're going to minister and distribute what God puts in your hands. So God is good, man. And he showed me like all this stuff that he wanted to put in my hands, and that an instant of a wrong decision, I could lose it all. And he said, just wait in me. Wait on me. Because this is what I have for you. So he actually confirmed it with a sister. I don't even know this girl. She's from Colombia. She sent me a message the other day because I was like telling my son, we need to write a song. We need to write a song. And I already have the idea. I have the beat. I have everything planned out. I just need to work with him because he's very good at, you know, putting things in place and stuff.
Right.
So she texts me and she's like, I see you singing with your son. And I see you here and there. And she just, like, I literally felt the Holy Spirit because I just had spoken to my son yesterday about this. And I'm like, you know what, God, you're letting me know that this is okay and that this is your purpose. And I'm going to go forward with it, you know, and I know that you're going to be with me. And I know that people love to hear me and my son sing as mother and son. And I know that God has a purpose with him, big ministry with him, even though he, you know, does not serve God at this moment, but I know that God is going to do something big, and I just have to continue to trust in his process, trust his timing, and his will.
Amen. That's true. Yep, that's basically just hitting the nail on the head. Amen. That is 100% true. You gotta keep the faith. You gotta stay patient. You know. Oh, praise God for that. Let's get on to a little bit of music. We're going to go to, ladies and gentlemen, the Spanish version of the first song that we played of I Am Free. We're going to go to the original Spanish version, Libre Soy, by my girl, Miss Angela Ortiz. So y'all going to enjoy this, I promise you. Here it is, y'all. Right here on Continue and Don't Stop.
Continue and don't stop. no puedo más. Mi Dios es tan grande que rompí cadenas, restauré el cautivo, libre soy. Mi Dios es tan grande que rompí cadenas, restauré el cautivo, libre soy.
Dios, what an awesome translation, or I guess that was the original song, right?
Yes, then you translated the first song.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
There you go. But such a beautiful song in English and in Spanish. That, I think, was the first song that I heard of yours, if I'm not mistaken. And then I heard the It Was You, and then I believe I heard I Am Free in English. And I was like, wow, that's amazing how she translated that. So.
Yeah, it was definitely inspiration, but they can also look the video up on YouTube. I have a complete video for It Was You and also for I Am Free. You can kind of get a feel of the music that I like doing and the videos that I like making.
Awesome. All right. Describe for us your best performance. What would you say is or would be your best maybe concert performance, or when you're like in a church maybe for performing and you're like, oh yeah, I can leave this place happy now. What would be your best performance, in your opinion?
Let's see. I'm such a perfectionist,
right,
that even if I did good, I'll still say I could have done better. That's the type of person that I am.
I've been there.
I really love singing Libre Soy. I think I sang it once in Ohio. Was it the best performance? Probably not. Because, I'm just so new at this. And I really haven't really performed in many places, just because I haven't felt really okay with going.
I've been invited to many places to sing, but I really haven't received the approval from God to do to go. I guess. So I really haven't performed. I've performed in my mom's church for her anniversary, but I don't know when I did the best. I think I don't know how to answer that question. I'm just growing a little at a time, and I'm hoping to get better and better as the years go by.
Amen. There you go. There's the answer to your question.
Yeah.
There you go. That's the best answer, that you're growing and that you haven't had one yet, but you're growing. That's the best answer right there. Alrighty. So, Miss Angela, it has been a pleasure to be talking to you today. Such a great interview, such a great time with you today. I want to thank you again for saying yes to this interview. But before we go, where can people find you? Where can people find your music, your social media? Where can people find you at?
I have an Instagram account. I have Facebook. I also have I have a personal page on Facebook, but then I also have a music page on Facebook, which is officially Angela Ortiz's Music. I'm pretty much, you can find me under the same name, Angela Lalo. If you go on YouTube, you'll find me under that name. You can find me under Instagram. I also have a TikTok under that name. I'm just trying to be everywhere, but every day I'm just learning, you know, how to do this. And pretty much I put all my music on YouTube, so anytime you can always feel free to follow me there, ask me any questions. I'm usually very quick with responding to any questions or replies.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. And as well, you can also go to facebook.com/continuedontstop, and there you will find the link to Miss Angela's Facebook page. And from there, you can find her everywhere else, as she just said, on YouTube and on TikTok and on Instagram. So once again, Ms. Angela, thank you so much for this interview. Thank you so much for saying yes to the invitation. It's been a pleasure. It's been awesome to talk to you. Such a powerful testimony that you have. I am more than 100% sure that whoever listens to this interview and your testimony will be blessed, and they will definitely. They will definitely be impacted. Amen. So thank you, Miss Angela, for your time for today.
I thank you as well for the opportunity. And God bless everybody that tuned in.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you as well. Thank you.
Have a great day. Thank you so much.
You as well. Bye-bye. You have been listening to Continue and Don't Stop with your boy, Jay Jarrett. And as well, Miss Angela Ortiz was our special guest. Ladies and gentlemen, you can always catch us every Monday from 5 p.m. Eastern. And then on Saturdays, we are usually live at 12 p.m., but my Saturday broadcasts have been paused for a bit at the moment. But we will be back next Monday for another brand new episode of Continue and Don't Stop. And just as you heard my boy Brody Da Vinci, if you want to submit to Continue and Don't Stop, you want to submit some music for the glory of God, maybe some music like Miss Angela does, or some Christian hip hop, maybe some Christian rock or Christian country, however you want to put it, music that praises God, if you want to submit it, just submit it to jeasproductions@outlook.com. And ladies and gentlemen, always remember, never stop, always continue. Ladies and gentlemen, may God bless your day, your night, and the rest.
You locked in and continue, don't stop. I'm my boy, Jay Kennedy.
turn that down right.